Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Well, I literally just got back from Alaska. And it was quite an adventure. Guys, it's a beautiful, beautiful, stunning place. I have to say, once you've seen one glacier, you've kind of seen them all. But it was amazing and beautiful, and I got to practice a lot of our work up there. One of the biggest things was trusting myself. I'm in a little town. Oftentimes the whole rest company was off shooting when I had time off, and so I had to trust myself to be with myself, if that makes any sense to you. Got a lot of work done, boy, a lot of great stuff about the webinar this week and Creation Station. It's amazing, you know, when, well, stuck in a room without any distractions, the stuff that can, well, the stuff that you can hear, right? Because the universe is talking to us all the time. But there's so much blah, blah, blah in the world that oftentimes we don't hear our own inner voice. So I really learned to trust myself and trust my instincts and trust that I could do these all these words that I had, and really spent more time on the breathing exercise. I mean, I do it every day, but I really spent more time on it up there. And the day before I got back, I had two more offers coming in. And I think I've shared with you my journey about TV, that I decided I wanted to do more TV and stay in town a little more, along with these other wonderful projects that I've been doing. And so the day before I got back, I had two amazing offers for TV, one of which I couldn't book both of them because they both needed me on a particular day, but I just booked one, and it's big and it's exciting. And you know, when I was playing around with creating that up there, my channel said, "But you haven't asked." I said, "What do you mean I haven't asked?" And the channel said, "Well, you haven't asked God." And that, it kind of stopped me, guys, because we don't use that word very often, other than we are the God of us. And so I said, okay, I'm asking God, and I'm asking the universe, and I'm asking myself. And ask, as we know, is claim or demand. This is already delivered to me. And it happened then in less than, 4 days? So I started looking into that. And I think in order to let go of all of the old teachings, the limited teachings, the fearful teachings of God from our childhoods, we've forgotten that everything's God. And whenever we ask, we are asking all thought and all possibility that is God. And again, what's the first thing we learn is God is love. So you have to know, you have to declare, you have to commit, you have to ask, and you have to allow. And asking, again, claiming or demanding, if you want to simplify it all, is be love. Don't get love, which happens automatically when you are love. I was driving back with the owner of the inn to the airport, and he said, you know, Dee, we made a rule that everybody had in the production company had to eat at the same time. But we made an exception for you because you just put out so much love and you were so kind to everyone. And I could see that you weren't on their schedule with them at all. And so I just told everybody in the dining room and the bar to make an exception for you and let you order whatever you wanted whenever you needed to eat. Because you were just so loving and we just loved you all so much. Well, and that's how it's supposed to work, guys. That's how it does work. So if you want to simplify your life, be the intention every morning of sending out as much love as you can and calling in all the angels of love to match you, be with you, give to you, create with you. I also really learned to choose the moment and the experience I wanted. As much as I travel, I'm not really good about being away from home. I just really love being home, as opposed to my daughter, who just loves being anywhere else. And I was sitting in my room looking out at this stunning, stunning view. I'm going to try and post some pictures on the e-blast for you all. I mean, out my window was the ocean and, well, it was, you know, a strait of the ocean. And these amazing snow-covered hills all around me. And I went, you know, I'm going to choose to be here and be in the peace of this place. I'm just going to be here now in this moment and live in this moment. And my experience of Alaska pretty much turned around in that choice. I cannot reiterating, pounding it to you that you are always, always at choice. When those of you that read my e-blast on abortion, when we lose our choice, we lose much of our creative abilities. Now, if somebody takes a choice of ours away, we then have a choice how to adapt and deal with it, just like being in a foreign land. You are always at choice. Webinar this Tuesday. Woo! Dissecting your inner dialogue. Again, I feel kind of like I've been back at college learning a bunch of stuff. Yes, I keep getting emails. You all will get your highest inner thought that you betray yourself with, the highest inner dialogue you are betraying yourself with. Either whether you are online or if you need it by email. So let's just make it easy. If you don't get it during the webinar, please email Lauren or info@imdwallace.com. Lauren is LAURYN or info@, and let us know you need your. Now, that, of course, applies only to the people that have signed up for the webinar. If you are needing financial help, reach out. I don't ever turn anybody away, and I do always ask for some kind of energetic exchange, because that's the way the world works. Can I go to the callers? I can't. Oh, yeah, they wanted me to remind you, this is the last week to sign up in person for Creation Station. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
This is going to sound weird, but
probably not.
Yeah. Where are these fruit flies coming from?
Nature.
There's got to be. I don't know where they're coming from.
Well, it doesn't matter where they're coming from. What do they want is the highest question.
Why am I attracting these flies?
You're not, baby. You're not attracting them.
Oh.
They're looking for nourishment.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's not a negative thing. It's a natural thing.
I've done everything to get rid of these things. I've even, like, scrubbed my drains. I mean, and I keep them covered when I'm not using them. So it's like I've lived here over a year and never had a problem.
When I say it's your drains, I get a no. Can you go on the internet when you get off and research? Because there's a natural thing you can use to get rid of fruit flies.
Yeah, I got the cider vinegar and all that. And
no,
yeah,
Not that. But there is a natural thing that will get rid of them, they're saying. I can't get the name of it. It's too technical.
Okay.
But you're not, there's nothing about you unless you want to get eaten up.
No, I don't.
Are you looking for more sex, Lisa?
No.
Okay. All righty then. Yeah.
Don't
take it as anything negative. They're just looking for nourishment, honey.
Okay. Can I ask one more thing?
Yes.
Hot flashes. 24/7.
Well,
for like the last 4 months.
Okay. That's a belief in all the stuff that you've heard that you have to experience during menopause. Are you in menopause?
Not yet.
Well,
right? Like, you got to go a whole year without your menses to be in menopause.
No,
so.
Not at all.
Oh.
I didn't, anyway. I didn't. So,
okay, well, then maybe I am.
So, hold on. But there is something, you need to balance your hormones, for sure. You need to balance your hormones. So we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Okay, for all, and this is for everybody out there, all the women who are going through menopause or through menopause or about to start menopause. Your life is just beginning. All your possibilities are just beginning. Look at it as freedom, as a gateway into freedom. Because we have been taught that it's the beginning of the end of us as viable women. And it's just BS, guys.
It doesn't have anything to do with anger, then?
Well, sure. You can get angry because you're getting older. And most women are angry about that.
Okay.
Let go and accept the beauty of the time you are moving into. Oh, my God, I'm free. I'm free of this thing that happens every month.
Right.
What can I create now? I don't have to make plans around it. I don't have to dance around it. I don't have to go to bed with it. Whatever your experience has been, it's a new source of freedom. But, you know, sometimes freedom, I've got the post-it up in front of me. I am the frequency of safe in being free.
Okay.
Because being totally free, oftentimes we have been taught, has a negative connotation that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay,
and
yes,
ask your doctor,
you.
Honey. There's a lot of natural stuff out there you can take for hot flashes. A lot
okay.
of natural stuff. I got through it all on natural stuff.
Really?
No, absolutely no problem at all.
Do you think a regular MD is going to be into that? Like they're going to know that?
Well, it depends on the MD.
Right.
But I get a yes on your MD.
Is it the one that I'm going to see? Because I went to see one, and he did blood work, and he's like, oh, it shows postmenopause, but this one's high and that one's low, so you don't need any hormones.
Well,
anyway. But I'm going to this one lady that I love.
Yeah, I get a yes on that, and you do need hormones. And, you know, everybody just goes by physical tests. That's why I like kinesiology, because kinesiology actually test. It's like me using a pendulum. The pendulum in kinesiology is very close.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you what strengthens your body and what weakens it, okay?
Right.
But yes, a yes on this doctor.
Okay.
And if she doesn't think you need hormones, then you say, look, then I need something to straighten my hormones out because I'm having hot flashes, and hormones that are in balance don't give you hot flashes.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Be your own
All
champion.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Charlene in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Welcome
Hi,
back.
Thank you.
I am hoping the channel could help me solve a health mystery I have going. Over the last year, I've had a really horrific recurring canker sore on the left side of my tongue, and I need to get to the bottom of what's actually causing it. I've spoken to my dentist and a doctor yesterday, and that was the suggestion, get to figure out what's causing it. So I got to some of the emotional stuff in the body book, and I know stress is part of it, but I don't know if that's all of it.
Sugar.
I do. Sugar.
How much sugar do you eat? You're eating too much sugar.
Some. Okay. So is it anything else? Or I do wear a retainer, and that is something that could cause
Yes. It's aggravating. It's aggravating. Go ahead.
There's an upper and lower. Is it one or both that's irritating it?
I'm getting that it's both.
Okay. But I have
to
wear that.
Well, yes, you have to wear it, but it needs to be adjusted.
Okay. I think the upper one needs to be replaced. I had the lower one replaced, so
that's
a true statement. Okay.
That it does need to be replaced. Yes.
Okay.
But also, sugar. Is there anything intestinal? Because a lot of times when you get shit in your mouth, it's caused by your gut. But
yeah.
I'm getting a no on that. Other than too much sugar.
Okay, so does it need to be completely removed or just significantly reduced?
Yeah, just kind of your go-to thing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so sugar and fruit is okay. It's
okay.
The refined sugar
Okay, and what about
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to just ask, the other thing that's showing up is really, really like dry patches on my skin. And am I dealing with dehydration?
Yes.
But I drink water all day long. So is there something going on in my body causing that? An infection or something that I don't know about?
No, I get a no on that.
Okay.
I want you to go online and research signs of drinking too much water.
Oh, okay.
Because you guys know you can't drink too much. I don't drink enough, but you can't drink too much water. But so when you read that, read it with an open mind and heart so that there's some words in there that you're going to take a hit. And it's going to be really subtle, but it will direct you into where you want to go.
Okay. Signs of drinking too much water.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Physical signs of drinking too much water.
Okay.
But again, the words may not be specific. May not be specific to the water itself, but they're guiding you where you need to go.
Okay, I get that. And just so you know, my chiropractor who does kinesiology warned me about sugar. So.
Well, I'm glad that Doc and I are on the same. Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
well,
thank you so much.
Did you ask him about it?
You know, I just saw him last week, and he actually did not say anything about sugar that time. He had said something about it the time before.
Did you ask him about your canker sore?
No, it had just resolved. But the thing is, it keeps coming back, and I literally can just speak without severe pain today. I had the last bout just like couple weeks ago. I only had 1 week in between.
Okay,
the next.
So I want you to look at your words. I'm teaching everybody here something. I want you to look at your words. I just am able to speak without pain.
Right.
Okay. So
yes, and that's,
what is it that you need to speak easily and clearly that you're not speaking?
I know what it is. That I, and this
yep.
is what I got to in the body book under canker sores and lymphatic system. It
yep.
led me to both of those places.
Yep. You're right on.
Yeah.
So start speaking your truth, babe. Thyroid issues about speaking your truth. Among
well, I did,
other things, too.
Yeah, I had my thyroid checked, and that was all cleared.
Well, I'm just saying it because they're telling me to say it for the group.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
All
no,
right,
I know.
Baby.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Okay, we're going to Greg in St. Louis. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
I have a question. I'm looking for some guidance or direction. I had LASIK surgery back in January, and my eyes have been so extremely dry that I've had punctal plugs put in, drops, steroids, and I don't know what to do. It's been like every 10 minutes I have to put drops in, and it's just so terrible.
Well,
I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's maddening.
Yeah.
Have you checked with your doctor that
yeah,
did
I've
the
been,
LASIK?
Yes. And they just
and
keep giving
you...
me more prescription drops and steroids. And
yeah, well, I think maybe he screwed something up.
Mm.
Okay, now don't go down that road. That's not going to help.
Okay.
I mean, you know, LASIK, guys, is burning, right? That's, I mean.
Right.
He did screw something up. Everybody balanced, anybody switched. Now, look, you're your highest answer. So you need to check in with yourself. I get it's repairable. I get it's fixable. And I get your highest choice is to go check in with another LASIK specialist and have them check it. Do not go back to him to check it.
Okay.
At least that will guide you to the answers that you need.
Okay, is there anything energetically I need to work on?
Is that the right question? I get a no, which is really surprising, guys. This is the second time. And as we know, everything energetically or physically happens in our energy first. But there's anything
right.
energetic. No, I kind of like the fruit flies. It's just something that happened. So what they're trying to teach us today is there's not always some, you know, dark thing behind what everything that happens. Sometimes if you stub your toe, you just stub your toe, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm not getting anything higher, Greg.
Okay, thank you so much, Dee.
You're welcome. Let me know.
I look forward to seeing you all next month at Creative Station.
Yeah, me too. You're going to have a ball, Greg. And you're going to, boy.
Absolutely.
Some of the information just blowing my mind already. So I'm so glad you're going to be with us. Will you keep me posted in what happened with all that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to Natalie in France.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
I have a question. I called 2 months ago. I need to plan a move to a new city, and I'm not moving on that. And I want to know what can I do to help myself trust myself with that.
Take action. You see, you're waiting to take action. And it's taking the action that will reinforce the trust in yourself to go do it. So don't wait. Go create what you want. If your brain, guys, remember, our brains think in pictures. If you keep saying, why can't I? Why can't I take action on this? The only thing your brain is going to teach you or give you or reveal to you is why you can't. It's not going to give you the impetus to move forward. So your job is to get up every morning and go, all right, I'm moving and I'm committed to this. And, oh, let me go to my love place. That's what it feels like to make this move. And I'm doing it and I'm taking action. What action can I take today? Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just go do it. Like kind of like Nike says, just do it. All right, Natalie?
Okay, thank you, Dee.
You bet. Miss Cindy, I lost you last week, and here you are. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Dee.
I know I asked you to call in, and I don't remember why.
Well, okay, so I was listening to the replay of the private that you did with Gina, and you had talked about the zero point and how the zero point is where everything and nothing exists at the same time or same point.
Yes.
And you had also told her what she needs to do is just hold herself at the zero point 24/7, you know, in creating. So I had done a meditation where I wanted to go, went to the zero point. And you also said don't set an intention of creating, just go to the zero point. So I set only the intention of going to experience it, kind of like you just said about Alaska. Just be there, just experience it.
Yeah.
And I had an image come to me of a line, and the left side was represented the existence of nothing, and the right side represented the existence of everything. And then the two ends of the line were picked up and brought together to form a circle, joined at the top to form a circle. And the point where the two ends of the line met represented the zero point, one point where everything and nothing exists. And it was just really exhilarating and, I don't know, exciting because that's hard to understand how everything and nothing can exist. So it was a great visual to me.
Yeah, beautiful.
What that's like. Yeah, so I had just shared that because it was very, I don't know, exciting to me.
Well, it's an easy visual for people to get and understand that a line, when two points are brought together, equals a complete circle.
Right, right.
Which is the creation.
Yeah, right. And that one point of that circle is where those lines joined, is everything and nothing.
Yep. Yeah, because so, depending on your, let's just take one perspective of the world. They're showing me Einstein. So let's take one perspective of the world where you're looking out into the world and you go, nothing's a freaking miracle in this world. And somebody else is holding the perspective, wow, everything I look at is a miracle in this world. Can you feel into the different experiences those two people have just through their perspective?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Well, if you can feel into that, guys, you can feel into the everything and the nothing. And who is the
right.
Everything and the nothing up to? Your choice. It's up to you.
Right.
So I'm astounded. And I mean that. I'm astounded at how quickly I created turning this TV thing around.
Yeah.
And got two amazing offers for people who, and this was part of my command, who honor me, respect my work, pay me what I'm worth. They're both in town, and I'm working with wonderful people.
Well, that's beautiful.
And literally, guys, it took less than a month. So I can't question any of this work when I look at my own life. And a lot of you, I want you to feel into the thought that just went through you. Did you go, yeah, but Dee, you're a famous movie star and you're an actress and everybody knows, or did you go, oh, well, if she can do it, I can do it. It's just a formula. That's a difference in perspective you want to be aware of. I was doing some work with Lanny, my guy, yesterday. And, you know, he's an electronics engineer. I love him to death, but he's like anal to a fault. And he kept going, yeah, but. And I said, honey, you just keep yeah, butting for all your limitations, and you'll get a lot more of them.
Right.
It's so funny, guys, when you get it and you start living it and everything starts turning around and you look back and you go, oh, I should have had a V8 like 20 years ago. But thank God I got it now, right?
Right.
Hopefully everybody knows what I'm referring to when I go, oh, I should have had a V8. I'm aging myself there, I know. All right, so Cindy, thank you, because I thought that was really valuable for everybody to hear.
Thank you. Yeah, that was valuable for me. So that was...
You bet.
Can I ask another question?
Yes, you can.
So I love Rampa, the white book, which I found out about from you. And I'm really drawn to the youthful subjects, the ascension subjects in that book. And
yeah.
I wanted to see if my understanding when I'm reading it is the highest understanding or accurate understanding.
In most places.
Okay.
There's one. And it comes full circle. They're saying when you read Ramtha, read it from the point of the zero point.
Okay.
There's some places that you're reading that you're bringing your old stuff in. Read it from the zero point of brand new information.
Okay. Okay, great.
You understand?
I believe I do.
That's all there is.
Okay. Okay.
So in other words, read everything with an open mind. And for those of you that have not read Ramtha, the White Book, that and Conversations with God and the Saint Germain I Am Principles are my three Bibles. Ramtha, you kind of have to get through the first 20 or 30 pages of how he appeared in her kitchen and all that stuff. But the information in the book is priceless to me.
Right. Yeah, sometimes when I feel like it makes everything possible, but then I'll think, well, that can't really be like that, but it really is like that.
Well, there's your two perspectives, Cindy. Which one do you want to choose at the zero point?
Right, right, right.
Because ultimately, our goal is to make that whole circle of the line that came together. We want to make the whole circle the positive perspective.
Right, right.
Wow, they just gave that to me. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, I really got that. All right, my love. Thank you for calling
in. All right,
in
thank you.
That.
Thank you so
bet.
Much. Bye.
We're going to Jennifer in Louisiana. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
I want to spend time with people who I genuinely want to work with, live with, and be with, and who want to do the same with me. Is there something holding me back from that? Because the past few days I've found a lot of what feels like old kid, like baby rules against it.
Yeah, Jennifer, it's a small remnant of a belief that, and you learned it from your mom, that you have to attract people so you can help fix them.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, good. We can't fix anybody, guys. Not your job. Your job is to just be unconditional love and love yourself so much that you attract everybody to you that matches that self-love of yourself. Got it?
Yep.
Jennifer? Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
I believe that.
No, it's just I attract everyone who has healed or is doing their own healing and matches the love that I have for myself. That's who you want to attract. Nobody that you have to fix, because you can't fix them anyway. Again, I share with you the statement from the I Am Discourses. I release you to your own divine I Am presence. In other words, I release you to your own creation. I am busy creating me. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Got it?
Yep.
Yep. You're welcome. Denise in Sacramento, you be on.
Hi.
Hi, baby
Kate. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I'm wanting to generate income in my business, and I don't know, I'm getting in my own way. I feel like there's a part of me that is resistant to serving in the highest way, which I've done my whole life. However,
okay, this is what's in your way, Denise, and it ties back into the very first caller we had today about the menopause and all the age stuff. I don't think I have enough energy to do this.
That definitely goes through my head.
Okay.
I'm afraid
that
I'll commit to something I can't follow through. And
well, then the universe isn't going to give you the opportunities to follow through. And you're wondering why.
Yeah.
See, this is exactly what Tuesday's webinar is about. So as soon as I said that, you said, yeah, that definitely goes through my head.
Yes.
Well, okay, I'm asking all of you to be aware and dissect your own inner dialogue. Be conscious of the thoughts you are thinking.
Oh, my Lord.
Because it's the only way you turn it around, guys.
Oh, you know, I just gave a whole talk on that very thing.
Yeah, well, look, I identify with that a lot, Denise. You know, we teach what we need to know the most.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hysterical. And you're so right. You are
I will get so frustrated about something and start talking negatively, and Lanny will go, well, that doesn't sound like what you teach, and I just want to pop him right in the, you know. But it's a good thing. We call each other, and my daughter and I call each other on our stuff all the time. And she'll go, oh, Mom, can't you just hear me complain? And I said, well, I can hear you complain if you want to create more of what you're complaining about.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Oh, my Lord.
All right.
Yeah.
So you are energy, Denise. That's what we are. That's what everything is energy. So
yeah.
I would start directing your energy to know that you are energy and filled with energy, and you have more than enough energy to do everything that makes you excited. Now, you may be telling yourself, I don't really fucking want to do this. Oh, my God. Did I just use the F word? Sorry.
You did use my phrase.
Maybe that's why it came out. I don't usually use it on the show. I've been on a set for too long. You know, if you're trying to do stuff you really don't want to do, you very may well not be feeling the energy to do it.
I feel like one of the callers was saying, I want to surround myself with people who, you know, love and admire and appreciate
me.
And yet I feel like I step on their toes, and I don't, so I hold myself back from being all that I can be.
And that's how you are stepping on their toes. No, that's how you're stepping on their toes. By not being the greatest, fullest you can be. Then you diminish them.
Oh.
So you had it right, you just had the wrong understanding of it.
So it's not by me sharing what I think and being who I am. It is the beingness of it rather than me saying something that contradicts their...
It's you not being your authentic self.
Okay.
So my daughter's going to love me a lot more when I don't give her my opinion. And ultimately, we respect each other so much that we always tell each other the truth. We depend on each other and trust each other to do that. And we trust each other enough to give each other the ability to go, you know, can't you just listen to me for a minute? Can't you just hear me cavil about this for a minute? I think I said that word right. Lanny laughs at me because, you know, Lanny's Jewish. And every time I say a Jewish word, he goes, you're such a shiksa. You're not saying that correctly at all.
Oh.
Anyway.
So when their energy comes up against mine, it really is them really calling on me to be my highest self so that they can then step up.
It's you calling on you. It's you calling on you to be your authentic self.
You
don't have to be a jerk about it. You don't have to flip them in the finger. You can go, you know, I hear what you're saying. And honestly, this is what I feel. And I honestly feel this would be a higher way to go. Now, if you went into a doctor's office and you thought he was stepping all over your toes by giving you the correct diagnosis, what would you say? Well, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want him to do that, would you? You're going to him for his expertise. You're going to him for his opinion, for his guidance, and that's what they're coming to you for. That's what you guys come to me for. If I don't tell you the truth of what I'm hearing, why would you call in?
Well, it's actually one of my mentors, my coach, on group calls where, you know, I feel their frustration. You know, I feel their frustration of me bringing my opinion when they've already shared theirs and want that to be the end of it.
Well, then I'd look for another mentor.
Yeah.
Because
I still hear what you originally said.
You see, he's just mirroring back to you what your fear is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I'm afraid of speaking my truth. I'm afraid of ruffling feathers. Oh, see, I have proof of that. Are you doing a webinar on Tuesday? Because you'll learn a lot.
I am now.
you're going to learn a lot about why you're doing exactly what you're doing right now.
Oh, my God. You're making, I mean, everything you're saying, everything every person has said so far today has been so enlightening.
How much do we hear that on this show, guys? All right. I got to go. I love you, Denise. Come on.
Love
you. Be your powerful
self.
Thank
you. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Again, wish we had longer, guys. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. Come on. Mean it. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.